the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. The saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Is he in total control? Are all the controls of our lives given into his hands? Just imagine, here was Moses, a prince by training, and all the faculties which he had acquired fitted him for the throne of Egypt. But he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. And in so doing, he comes under the lordship of the living God. And when he came under the lordship, what does the Bible say? He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Does God make known to you his ways? See, misdirected ways, meandering ways, rambling ways. You know, people lose their way and lose their whole lifetime trying to regain the right path. How many people you see like that? Mess up their lives. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will come under the lordship of Jesus. You know, my dear friends, my heart is hungry to see more of God at work. So I would love to see greater and bigger projects for the Lord. But we have the God who wants us to feed his flock. But are you the boss? No, you're not the boss. He is the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, my dear friends, right in the beginning, the first step almost of faith, Hebrews 11 chapter. Let's just see. What does faith take hold of first? Third verse. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So, it was not a great explosion. My dear, you know, the Big Bang Theory, they call it. The Big Bang Theory says, hey, there was a great explosion and everything got into a perfect, well-calculated kind of cosmos. You know, when there is a great explosion, you don't have cosmos. You have chaos. But these are the theories that come from the people, from big minds, big heads. By faith, we believe that the worlds were framed by the word of God. If the word of the Lord framed the universe and space, what power is available to us which we are not employing? Oh, my dear people, our faith has become so small. And the Lord, in revealing himself to Moses, said, the Lord, without qualification, without any preconditions, without any limitations. The Lord. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? Some demon, some benefactor, or some rich man, the lord of the manor, they used to call them. Well, who is your lord? Is he the Lord who made heaven and earth? See, my dear friend, somehow our faith is not getting hold of the Lord. Why is that? I think many Christians have oily hands. They can't hold anything. Everything slips through. They can't grip anything. Their hands are far too oily. No, I want to grip my Lord. I want to grip his promises. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, sixth verse, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. When you walk with this great God, you become like this. Truth. You know, truth becomes something which is not negotiable. When we come to the living God, it is abundance of truth and goodness. And you know, if our churches don't reflect this, what does it mean? And today they say, the divorces in churches have now begun to exceed the divorces outside. Would you dare call that the church? Of course not. Are we dealing with a God who is abundant in goodness and truth? You know, goodness is something which belongs to God. Goodness. Sheer, unadulterated goodness. Today I find that most people are incapable of that. Just incapable of that. With the result that people are suspecting one another. Our people are blaming one another, fighting each other. You know, whichever meeting you may attend, never attend a church business meeting. You go anywhere. Don't you go to a church business meeting. It's a bunch of rubbish. A bunch of miserable people without truth, without goodness. And yet, we are dealing with a God who is full, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. You know, there was a time when I actually thought there can be no forgiveness for me. Because I did all my sins fully knowing they were sins. I have found in the course of my ministry over the years, when people commit certain sins, well aware that they are sinful and they are transgressions, then it's very hard for them to have true repentance. I believe that is the condition of most of our churches today. We have packed them with people who can shout hallelujah, but they are incapable of true repentance because they did their sins in full awareness that they were grieving God and breaking the heart of God. How would you have such people come to repentance? Now, I thought at one stage, there can be no forgiveness for me. I was only 14, 15. I thought, well, I did all these sins, fully aware that they were sinful. It was not in ignorance. It was in deliberate rebellion against God. Will God forgive me? Yes, he did forgive me. The Bible says, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And that will by no means clear the guilty. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. And that will by no means clear the guilty. Hello, my dear friends, Against thee only have I sinned should come from your heart, as it came from David's heart. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Lord, he cried, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. You know, sometimes I really feel there are Christians and Christian fellowships which ought to cry, take not your Holy Spirit from me. God has good reason to take away his Spirit. Who will by no means clear the guilty? Today, the guilty are rewarded. If you kill somebody by in the name of religion, or if you happen to throw your life away as a live bomb and in the process kill a busload of people, you are given instant paradise and many rewards, including 72 of the prettiest virgins. And that's the kind of heaven that is offered to murderers. And I tell you, while some of these fellows who call themselves Christians have cold feet and are dumb dogs, can't bark, can't warn of danger ahead, while they are playing their little game of Christianity, are awash with this kind of perverse teaching. And nobody has the guts to challenge them. Who will by no means clear the guilty? In a court of law, you may get cleared and acquitted, but not before God. So, my dear friends, thus the Lord proclaimed his name as he revealed himself to Moses. The 8th verse, and Moses made haste, bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. Let us pray. Let us tell God, Lord, forgive every sin committed knowingly, deliberately. You are the God that will by no means clear the guilty. You want confession, you want repentance. Oh, Lord, be thou our Lord, I pray you. What better thing can any one of us do other than give ourselves totally without reserve into your almighty hands? Please, Lord, help us. We ask this in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. We would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you would like to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We're continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continual prayerful support.